Hey, Internet, it's Glenn. I'm here without my friend John Lunger to record a quick intro. This is a live episode that we recorded at SteelStacks in Bethlehem, our favorite venue in the world. Since it's a live episode, there's some sound issues. It doesn't sound great, but it's still a fun episode. I just wanted to give you a heads up. So with that in mind, please enjoy this week's episode.
Episode of our podcast, but in order to do so and to prove that we are not pre-planning anything, hey, look at that.
I think they believe us that we haven't pre-planned anything. What with all the fact that we talked into broken microphones for 10 minutes about nothing.
It's possible.
They're not gonna be like, you know what? This looks too scripted. I'm not convinced. This is too polished.
A Montreal Canadiens jersey, and I'm like, why? You know, it's wigging me out a little bit.
Because he likes hockey? He's Canadian? There's a lot of reasons. What are you talking about? It's a little chilly?
I don't trust him, that's what I have to say. But what we need from you is a topic, something that you want to hear more about. Glenn and I will then write our Wikipedia page of it, then we'll pull up Wikipedia, see how we did, declare a winner, and everyone will go home triumphantly, and the only thing you'll remember is how the mics didn't work. Sound cool? So you just yell out right now, any topic whatsoever, something that you want to hear a little bit more about.
Carnivals.
Challenge accepted.
Great.
I went to Catholic school for 7th and 8th grade. And
that's not going to be on this Wikipedia.
It will. This part will. Every year our school had a carnival, and it was a Catholic school, so there were nuns, and there was a nun who was very much against having a carnival, not so much the event, but calling it that, and she would frequently go, we shouldn't have a carnival, because carnal means flesh. It does, it's a Latin word for flesh, carn.
So it's like a flesh party?
Like carne asada, right? Like
yeah, sure.
You're eating.
So just am I to assume that carnival means flesh
party? Gotta be flesh party.
All right.
So the word carnival, Latin roots come from Latin words for flesh party.
So yeah. The very first carnivals, by that logic, would have been orgies.
Yeah, gotta be.
I mean, that's the seed.
That's what led to the carousel, intended. Right?
Yeah.
Everyone's just going around in the circle, taking turns.
Yeah, like the.
And to be clear, we're talking about actual carnivals, not the weird HBO show with the guy from Twin Peaks. All right. Well,
he's never nodded for the audio format.
That'll be in the disambiguation.
Right.
So weird HBO shows with Twin Peaks cast members.
So if in fact the meat party was the origin
Man,
of this.
Not that flesh party sounded great, but I think meat party's way worse.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. Well, if the flesh/meat party is the origin of this, we need to go back and figure out when do we think the first orgy happened in order to nail the history.
When were the first time there were more than two people? The day after that.
Right, so very early on. Carnival, probably one of the most...
There was like two Neanderthals and two early humans bumped into each other in a forest. Boom, carnival. They're like, let's have a meat party right here in the woods.
Let's do it. Okay, so where does the turn happen? Where does it go from orgy to be the carnival that we know today?
Probably the introduction of...
clothing?
I was going to say clowns.
Clowns?
Yeah.
Okay.
More classically associated with circuses, but like if you go to a carnival, you're going to run into a clown or two.
Yeah, I mean...
Is that clown going to seduce you in a forest? Yeah, maybe.
It's possible. That does sound like a weird HBO TV show.
We have a pilot to write, is what it sounds like. You and I have some work to do.
You know, my mind went to, like, I'm like, okay, when did the American carnival kind of get its origins, right? Let's stop talking about orgies and start talking about, like...
Or do we talk more about orgies?
That would be a way to go. You know, I think... I go back to, like, England, right? I go back to medieval times in England.
So your answer of when did the first American carnival start, you said England?
Well, yeah.
Which is not a time or in America.
Glenn, just because you're wearing a jacket doesn't mean you're the smart one. Okay? Hear me out. Let me finish my thought. I said my mind goes there. I didn't know, right? Like, I think of I immediately went to the plot in Robin Hood where they had the archery competition and
sure.
the festival that was around that.
Right.
That's where my mind went.
It gets cut out of a lot of the movies, but there's right. also the orgy scene in Robin Hood.
Yeah, I believe it was called a flesh party.
Carnival started because people had a talent that they wanted to show off and get paid for. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, like, if you juggle real good, people are impressed, like, for a little bit.
Then
you have to leave the town to find other people who care that you can juggle. Because, like, your buds aren't interested anymore. Like, look, I can do 4 balls this time. They're like, we care 25% more, which was not a lot to begin with. So just please move on down the road. Also, it would be help if you have had colorful clothes and, like, a tent.
And, like, food, too, you know?
Yeah.
Food around that. Literally, it's like, hey, I do something that's moderately impressive for a very short amount of time. How can I lengthen my friendships based on that?
Yeah, you gotta go town to town because people don't care about, like, weird talents for very long. Mm-hmm. And also, it's a great way to get people to show up places. If you have food, question, which came first, funnel or funnel cake?
I'm sorry?
Funnel or funnel cake, historically.
Funnel or funnel cake?
Is
that what you're asking? The funnel came before funnel cake.
You don't know that.
I'm pretty sure. Like, you can't have funnel cake without a funnel.
No, but you, like, you could. If you went home tonight, and you're like, man, I would fuck up a funnel cake. After hearing Glenn talk about it so much, arguably too long, I could really go for funnel cake. And you're like, hey, let's fire up the funnel. And you realize you don't have one. You're telling me you can't MacGyver a funnel cake?
But I feel like whatever I would MacGyver would end up being basically a funnel.
Yeah, so here's what, it came to you in a dream. You're like, I need a hot...
Why are we talking about this?
Because you buy them at carnivals. You buy them at carnivals.
Sure.
I need a hot twisty cake with way too much powdered sugar on top of it. But it's 1118 BCE, and I need that cake. How am I going to make it? Oh, if only there was a pointy hole I could...
Okay.
No.
Like, why are we? What is happening?
If only there was a pointy hole I could pour this batter through and put it into hot oil. But there's not. I know what I'll do. I'll get a Ziploc bag and cut the corner off. That's what I would do if I didn't have a funnel.
We're supposed to be on the same team, working towards making Wikipedia.
And our funnel cake section of the carnival Wikipedia page is robust and accurate.
Sure. Okay. So for time. How are you going to define a carnival? Definition, right up top. First paragraph.
For time?
Yeah, we're running out of time. We have a fixed
time. Oh, I thought you meant define the time of a carnival. I'm like, I don't know. They put on, like, the poster when it is. It's usually a long weekend. It's a Thursday through Sunday event.
No, I mean, like, we do half hour.
First carnival ever?
No.
Is that what you're asking
me?
No,
I'm asking you to define what a carnival is. The first couple sentences.
Yeah, the four time thing really threw me off.
It's okay.
So we need a couple, so not just meat party. So a carnival meets flesh, says Sister Agnes. It's like a fun group of activities that probably definitely has funnel cake. How dare you for undermining that delicious importance.
Again, no, there
could be rides, but not necessarily. You're going to get games in there. Probably jugglers. Definitely carnies.
Carnies is actually a good point. We should spend a little bit of time on carnies, right? So I think an element of a carnival is that they can travel around, right?
They do.
Like the circus, right?
If you don't travel, you're an amusement park.
Well, no, like a church carnival does not travel around, right?
Steve Dorney was running a carnival, and then he just got tired in the Lehigh Valley.
This is a great field. We're going to here.
Screw everything in the ground. I'm not
Put
moving
up a fence.
Again. Yeah, no.
I'm done, right? No,
yeah.
But like your school carnivals, your church carnivals, those don't move, right? They don't travel.
Yeah, they do.
Traveling carnival is sort of a dead thing now.
No.
Okay.
It's not.
Well, fucking enlighten the people then.
The companies that, like, you go to a church carnival, they hired a company to come in and do the carnival. Like, a church isn't sitting on, like, a Ferris wheel they bring out 4 days a year. That's insane.
Those are vendors, right? So you got a Ferris wheel guy, you got a guy that owns, like, it's not one company. There's no, like, you buy a carnival and they set up shop. You buy, you rent amusements from amusement companies, and then you have to get food vendors. There are all these different...
No, you get the one.
No, there's no such thing.
There is.
No. You're so wrong. And I know this from my job.
Your carnival job? The job where you work at a carnival?
The job where I'm a carny. I didn't want to have to bring it out, but it came up
working. You know, Music Fest isn't a carnival, right?
You know what, though? Like...
Similar, sure.
Yeah, man.
Because funnel cake, right? Yeah, they both have funnel cake, as I mentioned earlier. Yeah. But it's not a carnival.
You know, when we don't do this in front of people, we actually don't fight that much. We're usually on the same page.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm so combative against you. Except for the fact that you're very wrong about the idea of you don't just hire a company to bring a carnival to your church.
Okay, I look forward to you sending me an email.
I look forward to you coming to the carnival at my daughter's school that... Sister Agnes doesn't want us to call a carnival. She's not a nun anymore, by the way.
She might be dead.
Yeah. She might be dead. She's 100% not a nun anymore, because like the year after we graduated from that school, they're like, hey, you know how you were a nun? Not anymore.
We're having none of that.
Oh! Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you. I felt dirty.
No, that's a good... That's a solid...
All right, solid let's burn. Talk about carnies, though. Are they all in witness protection, or just some of them?
A lot, and look, I'm working off of a small sample size, which we've talked about previously.
Hasn't stopped you from making bold accusations tonight so far!
A lot of them are former or current criminals.
Yeah.
Right, there's that stereotype, but also it's true.
Right, if you rack up 6 DUIs, there's only so many industries that you're employed
in. Right, and the one where you are operating machinery that's flinging children around at high speeds is one of them.
For some reason. Yeah.
I'm blanking on... my father volunteered. He worked security at the aforementioned carnival.
Oh, you mean that wasn't part of the a la carte package where you bring in one company and they do everything?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. My dad's not a carny.
Just checking.
He was, like, helping with the carnies. And there were two of them that had great carny names that I can't... I want to say Thug Pipe.
That's great.
But it's not that, but it's pretty close.
I'm going to go down and see my friend Thug Pipe at the flash party.
Every year they would come back, and they were just...
Like, oh, Thug Pipe! How are the kids? You got another teardrop tattoo, so you murdered someone else.
I think. There was that one of the two definitely had one. A lot of tattoos in the carny community. I think it's similar to, like, hobo code.
Yeah, like, you know, hobos would scratch on the fence post if, like, the family was friendly.
Yeah.
Or if there were cops and they weren't welcome.
Yeah.
You don't know what to do because I'm right.
I know. That's why I'm so unexpected. Right, you bring, like, the people operating, like, putting up rides and stuff, that's the company that you hire to come in and run your carnival. The people who, like, you need more workers, right? A carnival, to keep your overhead down, you want a limited number of employees. So if you're doing it at a fundraiser event like a church fair, right, the goal is to raise money for the church, you'd bring in as few employees as possible, and then you trick... Like, if it's a church that, say, runs the Catholic school that my daughter goes to, then you force me specifically, I have to, like, volunteer at this carnival and, like, run a game at some point. So do that. Come watch me be bad at running a carnival game. I'm good at that one where you squirt water into a clown's mouth.
You're good at running it or good at doing it?
Doing it for sure. We'll find out about running it later when I do it.
That's great. Let's check in with our friend Anthony. Anthony, how are we doing on time?
It is 10:56, so you've been on for about 15 minutes.
All right, okay, so about halfway.
We're about halfway, which means we need to wind down our page. Hey, let's hear it for Anthony again, everybody.
Thank you. I'll be sorry.
He's a good boy.
I would say it's not your fault, but I don't know what happened, so it might be. Who knows? It's not Chip's fault. I know that.
Okay. Winding down our carnival page here. Famous carnivals that we should know about? Any
that HBO show. I'm trying to remember the company that does the carnival that I keep talking about. I want to say it's like Big B's Entertainment, but that's probably not. What's the best carnival name? If you were, what would be your carny name?
Thugpipe.
Yeah. It's a little derivative, but nice.
Well, I mean, I guess it's probably part of the disambiguation of this would be like Carnival, right?
Right, that's like a big, that's a separate,
it's a whole other
that's thing. A real meat party down there.
It actually is a real meat party.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a different thing, worth getting out there. I don't know, like.
Carnival's popularized in the, 20s. Let's go, I was going to say 30s, but I'll go 20. I would say like when everybody was poor and bored.
Yeah.
Like 20s and 30s. Like everyone's like, what do we do? I don't even watch some idiot juggle and like eat a squirrely funnel cake.
Yeah.
Like, the TV's not around yet, so yes, that's great.
I'm guessing pre-radio carnivals were like,
ooh, oh, so good. Yeah, when there's literally no other form of entertainment. Oh, man, when that.
Yeah.
When those criminals roll into town with that Ricky S. Ferris wheel.
I'm going to take my best girl to the carnival, and we are going to fuck in the hay behind the barn afterwards. Should we pull up Wikipedia?
Let's talk about funnel cake for 5 more minutes. What do we got?
All right, I'm going to pull it up. But before we do, we got to thank our sponsors for tonight. This week's episode of the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast Live is brought to you by dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs. I saw a lot of them today because I went to a museum. Dinosaurs. The first time we tried to do a live episode, somebody suggested the topic of dinosaurs, and we didn't think, pick a specific one, because then it's a reasonable amount of information to try to get out in 15 minutes. And we tried to cover all of dinosaurs. Dinosaurs. Classic ABC family sitcom that ended by all of the characters dying forever. People forget that. That was the finale of the Dinosaurs, was the meteor hit, and they all died. So everyone's like, oh, why don't they do another season of Dinosaurs? Well, because they're all dead.
All right, so I pulled up the Wikipedia page for Carnival. It's not what we were talking about, though, which is very confusing to
me. So you did it wrong?
This is the only Carnival Wikipedia page that comes up under just Carnival, and I think we just might be way wrong, technically speaking. You ready?
I'm not prepared for that eventuality, but...
Carnival is the Western Christian and Greek Orthodox festive season that occurs before the liturgical season of Lent.
That's like Carnival, baby.
Carnival.
Did you try carnivals?
Oh, I tried carnivals.
All right.
You want me to keep going or
no? No, you tell us all about this thing that's not the topic we're going to show about for 20
minutes. The main event typically occurs during February, early March, during a period known as Shrovetide. That's fun. Why didn't you say Shrovetide? That would have been way more fun than Carnival. Right?
Next week's episode of Improvised Wikipedia brought to you by Shrovetide.
Carnivals typically involve public celebrations, including events such as parades, public street parties, and other entertainment, combining some elements of a circus. Elaborate costumes and masks allow for people to set aside their everyday individuality and experience a heightened sense of social unity. I mean, that's an orgy, right? That's
please, John, don't be gross. It's a meat party.
Participation often includes indulging in excessive consumption of alcohol, meat, and other foods that will be foregone during upcoming Lent. So, like, basically, this Wikipedia logic is that what we were describing, they're defining as a circus.
Right. They're different. We didn't touch on that. I did mention clowns, but... It's two different things, right? Because carnival, it's typically a circus is all under one big tent. A carnival is like a wider open field with rides and games and so much funnel cake. And one angry nun and my dad and Thugpipe.
I feel like you're describing one carnival.
That's my main point of reference for carnivals.
Let me keep going on this.
That's the one I've been to. It was on my birthday weekend, like every year. And then they moved it when my dad stopped volunteering.
All right. Other common features of carnival include mock battles, such as food
this
fights.
This one, where we're arguing for no reason.
Expressions of social satire, mockery of authorities, costumes of the grotesque body that display exaggerated features.
Because carnival means flesh.
such as large noses, bellies, mouths, phalli. I didn't realize that was the plural of phallus. That's fun. Or elements of animal bodies, abusive language, degrading acts, depictions of disease and gleeful death, and general revelry and of everyday rules and norms.
Do you maybe want to talk about the one that is a public festival, which takes place in many cities and towns in many countries around the world?
Ooh, do that one, yeah.
Oh, wait, no, it is in February, March each year. Yeah, I don't know.
It's the same thing. So apparently...
A couple of times now, we have done something, and you're like, oh, I don't think there's going to be a Wikipedia page on that. I'm like, that's the point of Wikipedia. There's pages on everything. Not necessarily good ones, but they're out there. Yeah, I'm not saying just the idea of carnivals. So we win by default because it doesn't exist.
Well, I mean, hold on. Before we jump to conclusion, let's maybe check our privilege here. Is it possible that maybe the two 30-year-old white men are using their limited view of the world and not realizing that carnivals are more than what happened in Lopatcom, New Jersey in the 90s?
That doesn't sound like a thing we would do.
Okay, cool. Pass the test then.
No, but we had an audience suggestion. She suggests carnivals.
Well, that's
like
actually,
that's, and we I checked to see if it was that bullshit HBO show, and she's like, no, funnel cakes. Talk more about funnel cakes. Well,
real quick, just to make sure that we did this okay, for the record, into this actual working microphone, which was closer to what you had in your mind, what we sort of described, or the actual Wikipedia entry that was way more thought out and probably accurate?
What you sort of described.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, one. That's all I needed.
She wants, like, Tunnel of Love, rickety Ferris wheel, cotton candy.
Yeah, the newer.
A lot of wasps. Both the stinging kind and the super white people kind.
Sure. Remember the kiddie pool full of rubber ducks that had, like, numbers on the bottom of them?
Yeah.
Well, one, you got a prize. Yeah, that kind of thing.
All right, games.
I hate you.
No, I'm saying, in
the
game with you.
Games, for sure.
It's a game. It's not even a game anymore, because a lot of them, you just like give somebody $5, they tell your kid to pick a duck, and you just pick whatever the duck is irrelevant. You're just buying like an inflatable sword for $5, but then your kid thinks they want it. Look, as a parent, I'm fine with that ruse. Like, whatever, trick my kid, I don't care, just... Give her a sword and let's get out of here.
Well, I mean, there you have it. We definitely won. And I like to think that we all learned something today.
Learned a lot about the 2 years I spent in Catholic school.
Yeah, nobody asked for it either. We learned that there's a deeper meaning.
Bonesaw might have been the other carny I was
trying to say. Bonesaw?
No, never mind. No, it's not Bonesaw. That's the wrestler from the first Spider-Man movie. That's why I thought that.
We all learned how great Thug Pipe is, and the plural of phallus is phalli. So ultimately, our mission to rewrite Wikipedia and fill the world with knowledge.
You said rewrite.
Yeah, I got there.
You nailed it.
Yeah, thank you.
You almost said rewhite a bunch of times. Like you were an adorable little baby.
Oh, maybe I am. Well, let's have a round of applause for Steel Stacks, for Anthony, for Ricky, for Chip, our volunteer, for our suggestion over there. Just clap in general.
Yeah, let's have very quiet, tepid applause for all those things John listed.
Yeah. Thank you so much for putting up with our bullshit. You should check out our podcast. It's available wherever you get your podcasts. It's the Improvised Wikipedia podcast. New episodes come out on Friday. And if you happen to see Glenn's mom, please explain to her that this is a thing and what podcasts are.
She doesn't know.
She does not.
Also find Sister Agnes. She's not a nun anymore. She's got a lot of free time, I imagine. She could listen to this.
Well, thank you, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your night.